ના ના ચા ના મને હું શું કે હતો નિયમ કરે હતો ગરબંડો
આપની
બુજલે ના
આપણે બુજે છે આપડે
મને
એખાને કીર્તન હોવ દાવાદાર કાચે
Lord, cannot steadily remain, either in sense enjoyment or in renunciation. Change is going on perpetually, and we cannot be happy in either state because of our eternal constitutional position. Sense gratification does not endure for long, and it is therefore called chapala sukha, or flickering happiness. For an example, an ordinary family man who works very hard day and night and is successful in giving comforts to the members of his family, thereby relishes a kind of mellow, but his whole advancement of material happiness immediately terminates along with his body as soon as his life is over. Death is therefore taken as the representative of God for the atheistic class of men. The devotee realizes the presence of God by devotional service, whereas the atheist realizes the presence of God in the shape of death. At death, everything is finished, and one has to begin a new chapter of life in a new situation, perhaps higher or lower than the last one.
This is very important point. The atheist class men, they say, can show me God? There are statements from atheist class of sannyasism that he demanded his spiritual master whether he can show me God. So God cannot be seen by such demand. It is in the Shastra, it is said, Atha Sri Krishna Namadi na bhavet graiham kriye. Sri Krishna Namadi. Sri Krishna is present by his name, by his form, by his pastime, by his paraphernalia, by his quality, anything about Krishna is not different. Krishna and Krishna's name, it is the same. There is no difference. In the materialistic view, there is difference between the substance and the name, just like water. If you are thirsty, simply if I chant water, 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 it will not quench your thirst. You require the substance, water. So, similarly, a person's photograph or a statue is different from the person. If there is a photograph of a certain gentleman, and if you want to do business with the photograph, it is not possible. You will have to seek for the actual person. But in case of Krishna, it is not like that. Krishna, the person, and Krishna's name, Hare Krishna, the same thing. It is not that we are chanting Krishna, Krishna, and is Krishna the Supreme Personality of God, it is different. No. Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. the name of Krishna and Krishna the personal identity. It's like we are worshipping the form of Radha Govinda, Radha Madhav, Radha Damodar. So this form, it is to be said that this is statue. But a theist person who knows Krishna, he will see this form of Krishna not different from the original person Krishna. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he entered the Jagannath temple, he immediately fainted. Here is my Lord. Others who are going in the Jagannath temple, they are saying something made of wood. Therefore, Shastra forbids Arche Siladhi Gurusu Naramati Vaishnave Jati Buddhi Saivanar Arche Siladhi Achamurti, the form worship in the temple. If somebody thinks it is made of wood, it is made of stone, that is Naraki Buddhi. No devotee will say, only the non-devotee atheist class of men will say that they are worshipping wood, they are worshipping stone. But devotee not, that his worshipable law is present here personally. It is the question of revising or reforming the perception. The whole Krishna consciousness process is reforming or purifying the senses. Sarvapadhi vinin moktam tatparatena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ruchyate. Bhakti means to purify the senses. Premajana charita bhakti vidochanena santas sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayan yam syama sundaram achinta gunasvarupam govindam adipurusam tamaham bhajam. Real devotees, santa, saintly persons, their eyes are purified by the ointment of love of God. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena shanta sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayan. They are saying, Krishna or his worshipable God. Krishna has many forms. Ramadi Murtisu, Krishna has his form as Lord, Ramchandra, as Varaha, as Kurma, as Nishinga, Anantakoti. Innumerable forms, he has God. All of them are Krishna. So, a devotee, on account of his eyes being smeared with the ointment of love of God, he sees Krishna 24 hours within his heart. That is the vision of the devotee. Atheist class will say, where is God? Because he has no eyes to see the God. But a theist class or a devotee, he sees God, Krishna, 24 hours. He does not see anything else. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, স্থাবর জঙ্গম দেখে না দেখে তার মূর্তি রিভোটে মহাভাব হাইলি অ্যাডভান্স রিভোট হি সিজ ট্রিজ বাট হি ডাজ নট সি দি ট্রি হি সিজ কৃষ্ণ হাউ হ্যাজ ই গন ম্যাড নো অ্যাকচুয়ালি হি সিজ But what is this tree? The tree outwardly is Krishna's energy. Your body, my body, the tree's body, the dog's body, the cat's body. What are these bodies? The bodies are made of the external material energy. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, ভূমি রাপ নলো বায়ু কর্ম মন বুদ্ধি ভিন্নামে প্রকৃতি অষ্টধা দি মেটেরিয়াল এলিমেন্টস দে আর সিম্পলি কৃষ্ণাস এক্সটার্নাল এনার্জি সো অ্যাজ সুন অ্যাজ এ ডিভোটি সিজ এনিথিং মেটেরিয়াল হি সিজ ইমিডিয়েটলি দি এনার্জি অফ কৃষ্ণা অ্যান্ড অ্যালং উইথ দি এনার্জি অফ কৃষ্ণা হি সিজ ইমিডিয়েটলি কৃষ্ণ Reactually, it refers to the context. Just like you are reading some portion of a book, as soon as there is some reference, immediately you see the person. Suppose you are phoning, talking on telephone with somebody. As soon as you hear the body, as soon as you hear his sound, immediately you see your friend. It is not very difficult to understand. Simply, one has to know the person, or one must have the knowledge. So one who has got knowledge, perfect knowledge, of the constitution of this material body, he does not see the body. He sees Krishna. So anything, sthavar jangam. Sthavar means moving. And jangam, sthavar means not moving. And jangam means moving. There are two classes of living entities. Some of them are moving and some of them are not moving. So a devotee either sees a living entity moving or a living entity not moving. He does not see the outward covering, but he sees within the spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna, and without the body, the material body, he sees Krishna's energy. And because everything is in reference with Krishna, therefore he sees Krishna only, nothing else. So this is the statement in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sthavar jangam dakhe na dakhe tar mun. He does not see the external form, but he sees the actual essence of the person, and that's how he sees Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita it is confirmed. Vidya vinaye sampanni brahmani kavi hastini suni cheta sapate cha pandita samadarshina. Pandita, those who are actually pandit, learned, knowledge, they see everyone on the equal level. Pandita samadarshya. Vidyavinaya sampanna. He sees one very learned scholar, Brahmin, and sees a cow, sees one elephant, sees one dog, sees one dog eater, the lowest of the human kind. But he is Samadarshana. He sees everyone of them as spirit soul, the body as Krishna's energy. Therefore he has no different vision for different person. Vidya vinaya sampanne pandita samadarshana. This is called Brahma realization vision. Brahma realization goal. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochate na kankati. Tava sarveshu bhuteshu madhvakti ravate para. This is Brahma bhuta vision. Pandita. Actually, when one becomes a learned scholar, he becomes Brahma realized. That is the meaning of Brahman. Brahman means one who has realized the Brahma. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankati sama sarveshu bhuteshu madhavakti lavate param. So before beginning of your devotional life, one must be Brahma realized. That is pure. That is actually the platform of devotional service. Means one must be above the Brahminical qualification. A Vaishnava. A Vaishnava, madhvakti lavate param. One who attains the devotional service. Param, paravakti. There are three stages of devotional life. Acce siladhi, acchayavya maharai. Jab pujaṁ sadhyāhate natat bhaktesu chānesu sa-bhakta prākita smitaḥ. A person who is worshipping the deity in the temple with all regulatory principles, acchāyaṁ eva harai, jab pujaṁ sadhyāhate, with devotion, is executing the serving, but he does not know how to respect a devotee. Rata bhaktesha. He has concentrated his mind on the Archamurti, deity, form of the law within the temple. That is very nice. But if he does not know how to worship a devotee, not of bhakteshu, janeshu, and he does not know how to elevate other person, so bhakta prakita smitaha. Such kind of devotee is to be considered as material, prakita. Gradually one has to become a prakita. So, there are different stages of devotional service. Everything is explained in the scriptures. Now, our point was that how to see Krishna in everything. Atā sitiṣṭha nāmādi nā bhavet grāhyam indriya. By these blunt material senses, we cannot appreciate or we can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It has to be purified. Sarvapādhi vinimoktam. One must be relieved from all designation. So long one thinks that I am Hindu, I am Christian, I am Brahminan. I am this, I am Brahmin, I am Sudra, I am Kshatriya, I am man, I am woman, I am black, I am white. These are all designations. One has to become free from all these designations. That is called sarva-upadhi vinirmukta. If you see God, Krishna, from the Hindu angle of vision, if you see God from Christian angle of vision, then you cannot see God. That is not seeing God. You have to become free from all these designations. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us. Naham vipra nacanarupati na judibba. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am not a Brahmin. I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Vaishya, I am not a Sudra, I am not a Sannyasi, I am not a Grihastha, I am not a Brahmachari. Then what you are? Because within these eight categories you are living. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I don't belong to all these categories. Then what you are, sir? Gopi vattut padakamalu dasa dasanu dasa. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, the maintainer of the gopi. So unless you come to this stage, free from all designation, he cannot serve Krishna. Krishna accepts service from the devotee. Bhaktyama avijanati patram puspam phalam tuyam jubi bhaktya prajacati. Krishna is not beggar, that he has come to your place and asking some food from you. No. But Krishna accepts your food provided you are a devotee. That is Krishna. You can offer Krishna patram puspam phalam tuyam. You do not require to become very rich man. The poorest of the poor can offer Krishna something. What is that? Patram puspam phalam toyam. A little flower, a little fruit, a little leaf, a little water. Everyone can collect a little flower, a little water, and from any part of the world. Not that Krishna can be worshipped in India. Krishna can be worshipped in Vrindavan. Wherever Krishna is worshipped, that is Vrindavan. Otherwise, if Krishna is not worshipped, that is not Vrindavan. So how Krishna is worshipped? Krishna says, patram puspam phalam tuyam yumi bhaktya prajacchati. Anyone who offers me these things with bhakti, with devotion, with love, tadaham asnami, then I eat. Not that a avabhakta will offer something and Krishna will accept. No. Sarva-padhi-vinirmuktam tat-phalatena-nirmalam. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti richa. This is the definition of bhakti in the Narad Pancharatra. That when one is freed from the designation, sarvapadhi vinimokta. Sir, I am a Brahmin. Therefore, I can offer you something. No, Krishna is not exposed to anyone except to the devotee. Naham prakasa saravasya juhu maya samavrita. Krishna is covered by yoga maya. He is not revealed to anyone except to the devotee. There are many other instructions in the shastras. Adasya Krishna Navadi Navavid Graiham Indriyai. That I explained. Krishna is not approachable by our these blunt senses, material senses, with designation. Unless one is freed from all designations, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs, I am not a Brahmin, I am not a Shudra, I am not a Kshatri, I am not a Brahmachari, I am not a Grihastha, but I am the servant of the servant of Krishna, who is the maintainer of the gopi. Gopi vattu pada kamalu, dasu dasanu dasa. So, Krishna is not visible to the atheist class of man. Krishna is only visible to the devotee. And the devotee sees Krishna and nothing but Krishna and 24 hours. It is not that Krishna is, a devotee sees Krishna while he is worshipping only and other time he is not seeing. No. He is seeing 24 hours. But the atheists, they ask, can you show me Krishna? Can you show me God? The reply is, have you got the eyes to see Krishna? It is not so easy, Krishna. In the Brahma Sanghita, it is said, panthastu koti satavatsa sampragamya vāyūrathāpi manaso munipaṅgavānāṁ sapvastrija-prapada-sīmhnaya-vichintatatti govinnamādipurisam tamahaṁ bhajāmi. Govinda, panthāstu koti satavasta sampragamya. Pantha means road. If you walk over the path of Krishna. Suppose Krishna, there is Krishna Loka above this material universe. There is another spiritual sky, Parabhoma. It is called Parabhoma. That is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Parat-tasmat-bhava-anya bhaktya-bhaktya-sanatana. There is another nature. As this is material nature, there is spiritual nature. And in that spiritual nature, there are innumerable spiritual planets. They are called Vaikuntha planets. And the highest Vaikuntha planet is called Krishna Loka or Goloka Vrindavan. This Vrindavan is replica of that original Vrindavan. When Krishna comes on this planet or within this universe, he comes in this Vrindavan. This is called Bhoma Vrindavan. Of course, there is no difference between Bhoma Vrindavan and Parabhoma Vrindavan. So, if we want to see Krishna, then we must be free from designation. That is the problem. Not only designation, but from all kinds of desire. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karmana nabhritam anukullena krishnanu silanam bhakti uttama. These are the definitions given by Srila Rupa Goswami. We Gaudiya Vaishnava, Madhya Gaudiya Vaishnava, we are followers of Srila Rupa Goswami, another, Sara Goswami. Sridhur Sanatana Bhatta Raguna, Srijir Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raguna. Eichai Gosai Jar Taramai Dan. Dasavar Padareno Mano Pancha Grah. Unless one has followed strictly the path of the Sara Goswami, we cannot accept him as Guru. Because Sanatan Das Thakur says, Eichai Gosai Jar Taramai Das. One who has followed strictly the principles of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami, of course, he lived very simply, mendicant, a small loin cloth, and simply underneath a tree. But simply by imitating his loin cloth, one does not become Rupa Goswami. One has to follow the principles of Rupa Goswami. Then he is called Rupanugo. Unless you become Rupanugo, you cannot understand the Gaudiya of philosophy. Eichai Gosai Jar Taramai Das. So, this is called Parampara system. Evam Parampara Pratam Memam Raja Sayovidu. If you follow the path of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, not that simply by imitating his cloth, you must follow in principle all the rules and regulations given by Anna Vilasitasunam Jnana Karmadanapitam Anukullena Krishnanu Silanam Bhakti Ruttama. This is the definition given by Sri Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So one must be free from all material desire. You cannot earn your livelihood by showing the deity. This was not the business of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami did not do any business by showing the deity. Therefore, you have to follow strictly the principles of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Then you become Rupanuga Vaishnava. And Narottam Das Thakur says, one who is following the principles of the Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, Taramaida, I accept him as spiritual master. Dasavara padareno mara panchaka. Eichai gosai jave brijakaila bhaar. Radha Krishna nitya lila karila prakar. So, Radha Krishna nitya lila karila prakar. By writing so many books, hundreds of books, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, especially Jiva Goswami, Nana Shastra Vichara Nainta Nipuno, Saddharma Samasthapako, Lokanam Hitakarina. They wrote books for the benefit of the whole world. Lokanam Hitakarina. They did not write books only for the Hindus or for the persons who are in India or Vrindavan. Lokanam hitakari. Nana shastra vichara nahi karni. No. They are very, very expert He will find in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, wherever Srila Rupa Goswami has stated something, immediately has given reference on the Shastra. He did not manufacture anything which is against the Shastra. That is Rupanuga Vaishnava. So, in order to see God, in order to serve God, we have to follow. Srinarsimha Das Thakur, he has said, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti Pave Hama Bhujavasi Se Jugano Piri. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti. Unless one becomes very, very much eager to follow the path of Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, he cannot understand what is the love appearance of Radha and Krishna. Without following the principles of Rupa Goswami, if we want to understand what is Radha and Krishna, then we shall understand about ordinary boys and girls up there. That's not Radha Krishna. Therefore, in the Shastra it is said, Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Navabhi Dayam Indriya. Do not try to understand Radha and Krishna with the blunt eyes and senses. Try to understand through the instruction of Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami, Srila Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath, Srijiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. So, this is the process. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which I have translated into English, Nectar of Devotion, is very important work. It is the science of devotional service. If you want to be engaged in devotional service, then you must read the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And then we shall be able to see God. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Bilochane. By following the rules and regulations and the direction laid down in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, you shall be gradually elevated to the platform of loving God. Srila Rupa Goswami therefore says, Adau Sadhya. First of all, faith. That is the basic principle. And this word Sadhya has been described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita by Kaviraj Goswami. Sraddha shabde vishas sudhira nischa. Krishne bhakti kaile sarva karma krita ho. This is called sraddha. That if I surrender to Krishna, then all business of my life is done. This is called sraddha. Not that sometimes I worship Lord Shiva. Krishna, sometimes Lord Shiva, sometimes Goddess Kali, sometimes this, sometimes that. That is not Shraddha. Shraddha means Sudhira Nishchaya, Vishas. What is that Vishas? Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Krita. If I worship only Krishna, then all other duties are performed automatically. The example is, just like if you pour water on the root of the tree, the transmission of the water is automatically done to the other branches, leaves and everything. If you supply food to the stomach, then the energy is distributed automatically to the eyes, ears and other parts of the body. Similarly, if you simply offer Krishna, surrender and worship Him, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja, then you worship all other demigods. You don't have to exert yourself for worshipping other demigods. That is automatically done. Therefore, the whole concentration should be given to Krishna. That is the specific significance of Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, simply Krishna worshipable. Aradha Bhagavan, Vrajasatana, that is the vision of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Aradhya, worshipable deity, worshipable God, is Vrajasatana, the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna. Aradha Bhagavan, Vrajasatana, Tadhamam Vrindavanam. As Krishna is worshipped, similarly his place, Vrindavan, is also worshipped. Ramya kachi dupasada brajavadhu varga bhija kalpi. There is no more better form of worship than it was conceived by the damsels of Braja. Srimad Bhagavatam Mamalam Puranam. And the books, authoritative literature to understand Krishna and His service is Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam. This is the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Krishna consciousness movement is exactly following the principles of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. So, the atheist class, they cannot see Krishna. They will see Krishna at a certain time. What is that? That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Mrityu sarva harascham. When there will be death, when death will take away all our possessions, at that time we can see Krishna. Just like Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was atheist. He could not see God. He was godless. But at the last, he saw God in the form of Nrisimha Dev. That is also being father of Prahlad Maharaj. Otherwise, it was not possible. So, God is everywhere. Krishna is everywhere. Annantarastham paramanuchayantarastham ekappasaurachayatam jagadannakoti yachaktirasti jagadannachayajadantam. That's all. Otherwise, you can see God everywhere. He is within the atom. What to speak about that? Simply, you have to smear your eyes with the ointment of love of God, Krishna. And if you want to come to that stage, then you have to follow the instructions given by Sri Guru Goswami in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Someone makes arrangements during this lifetime
for others to render service to Krishna, but if the whole purpose of his arrangement is to simply maintain his family, if he's still attached to sense gratification, at the time of death, even though he has attraction for sense gratification, will he attain a higher birth in the family of Vaishnavas in his next life, anything like this?
No. Shankar engaged in devotional service, if they cannot finish their business in this life, they are given chance next life to get birth in a Vaishnava family. Not all. Yoga Bhrashta Sanjaya, Suchinang Simatangi, he, those who could not finish Yoga Bhrashta, Bhakti Yoga, if he falls down while executing, he has no loss. Because even if he falls down, his life, next life is guaranteed in a nice family. Suchinang Simatangi, either in rich family or in a devotee's family. So, both ways he gets the chance of having a human form of life. And if he is born in a Vaishnava family, naturally he becomes Vaishnava. And if he takes his birth in a rich family, he has no problem for his bread. He can exclusively engage himself in devotional service, provided he gets the assistance of a bona fide spiritual master. So your answer is a question is answered.
Like if someone has a temple and he simply maintains the deity,
yes,
for his personal self-gratification,
that's all right. He is Kanishtha Adhikari, so gradually he'll be elevated to the Madhyama Adhikari and then Uttama Adhikari. So in Krishna's service, either he does this way or that way, there is no law. It is only gain. That is the statement of Narada. Tattva sadhanmam charanambujam hari bhajanna bhaktato patetato yadi kumaratha abhut amusrati. Even one falls down, there is no loss. Because he will get a chance next life to begin from the point where he failed. So there is no loss. Whereas others, because they did not know what is Krishna, simply work very nicely. They are fruitless life. There is no gain. Even one executes his occupational duties very nicely. Because he is not devotee, what is the gain of his life? He does not gain anything. These are the verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Where?
What is the highest principle of the Goswamis by following which one is assured of attaining level of Sri Krishna?
Goswami is controller of the sense, controller of the mind, controller of the tongue, controller of the genital, controller of anger. So many things he has to control, then he becomes Goswami. Bacha Begam, Krodha Begam, Udara Begam, Upastha Begam, Manaso Begam, Hitan, Began, Visayita, Dhira, Prithiving Sasishya. After becoming Goswami, he can make disciples all over the world. Hare
Krishna.
Today is
the beginning of Urja Vrata. Can you describe what that is? Urja
Vrata. What do you
say? He wants to know Urja Vrata. He wants you to describe what it is. And how should be
inserted? Urja Vrata, you chant Hare Krishna 24 hours, 1 month. That's all.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Don't sleep, don't eat. This is your job. Can you execute?
Right.
Yes.
I may have missed the point about the angel who sees God at the time of death. Does he see the form of Krishna at the time of death?
No. at his former death, Krishna has many forms. So death is also Krishna's form. One who has become inimical to Krishna, Krishna appears as enemy, just like he appears as Narasimha Deva to Hiranyakashipu. So, Hiranyakashipu was very great personality. He was father of Prahlad Maharaj. The ordinary man, feared the death. That fearful, their meeting with the fearfulness is their meeting with Krishna. All right, chant Hare Krishna.